Hello, and welcome to the Lyric Writers Workroom podcast. My name is Nick. Do you ever worry that as a songwriter, you just don't have any talent? I do. And I've worried about it for years, 15 years of writing songs, and I still worry pretty much every time I sit down to write. But I worry about talent differently now than when I started. When I started, I used to worry that I didn't have talent and that I would never have talent. I worried that since I was bad at singing, I would never be good at singing. You know, I was just a bad singer and always would be. I worried that my mistakes on guitar meant that I was just a bad guitarist and that I would never be excellent at it. All these things, and especially writing lyrics, because writing lyrics is not something that we think of as something that you can practice and study the way you would practice and study an instrument. But over time, I read more and more about the science of learning and about research into how talented people get that way. And I can say with confidence now, songwriting skills are something that we have to get. Talent is something you acquire little by little over time with study and practice. We get there by learning and growing. And I think way too many songwriters are caught up early on in this urgent need to like prove themselves, to prove themselves to others, and also to prove their skills to themselves. But it's not really fair when we're first starting out. I mean, a lot of us only hear music from professional singers, songwriters. We see them on television. We hear their polished final recordings. We don't hear the really bad first drafts that never made it onto the album for the most part. We never hear the off-key notes that they deleted from the recording. We don't hear all the studio tricks that they use to make themselves sound much, much better. And so when we compare those final recordings to the way we sound, it can seem like there's a terrible gap there. And it can feel like it's just hopeless trying to bridge it, like we'll never be that good. Live from your practice room, I promise you will not sound like a polished studio recording. I promise you, your favorite artist does not sound like a polished studio recording, not in their practice room. Actually, in our practice rooms, we should sound bad, because we should be working on stuff that we're bad at in an attempt to get better. That's what it's all about. Songwriting is really complex and difficult, and if you find it difficult, welcome to the club. Welcome to this art, because there are so many learning curves. Think about what the term singer-songwriter really means. Because often when we say singer-songwriter, we're talking about somebody who writes lyrics, composes music, sings the vocal melodies, and often plays an instrument as well, usually at the same time. They also need to have performance skills if they're going out and playing those songs for others. Many songwriters also record their own work at home. So in the end, you've got vocals, music composition, instrument, singing, and performance skills, studio skills. That's like six areas of specialized skill to learn. That's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. So of course, nothing's going to sound instantly perfect along the way. It's going to take a while. It's going to take some study, some practice, some trial and error. There are going to be mistakes along the way. There are going to be whole songs that, you know, in a year you look back at and cringe. But that's the process. If you're learning and growing, you're always going to be getting a little better. And there are going to be ups and downs along the way. It's going to be frustrating at times. Try not to get too discouraged. Try to embrace the little victories. And also, try to just be proud of the time that you spend doing difficult things. That's, for me, that's a large part of the joy of writing songs, is just, it's like this engaging puzzle that just keeps you busy and always gives you new challenges, gives you things to learn, gives you things to test yourself against. And even when those tests go a little bit wrong, it's still kind of exciting. Now, of course, none of us love the idea of being less than perfect as songwriters. Every time I make a mistake on stage, I feel a little bit of sting there. It's better than it used to be. After 15 years of writing songs and performing in front of others, I've reached a certain peace with the ups and downs of the process. I'm in this for the long haul. But here's the funny thing that I found, and actually research bears me out on this. Giving yourself permission to mess up actually makes you better. Because the anxiety of trying to prove yourself can actually really make you tense up and it can make you make more mistakes. The weird thing is, when you relax and you let yourself make mistakes, if you just kind of accept that they're going to happen eventually, you don't mess up as often. And that doesn't mean that we can't study and train hard in an attempt to sound good. It's just that we can't expect to sound absolutely flawless every time. Sooner or later, your voice is going to crack. You're going to use a cliche in a lyric. Something. So please remember, in your practice room, there is no panel of celebrity judges. It's just you. And you shouldn't feel too pressured to have to prove yourself to others. Of course, we want to impress audiences and win the hearts of listeners. But it's going to take time. And in your practice room, please feel free to sound terrible. Tackle those things that you're really bad at and keep at it. Because the things you're bad at now will be the things that you're amazing at later on. As songwriters, I think we're better served not by worrying about where we wish that we were or where we think we should be, but to worry where our talents are right now and what the next little step is to get better. Does that mean finding a vocal coach, getting some voice lessons? Does that mean getting a book about guitar and practicing daily for the next week? Does that mean rehearsing your own songs? Does that mean learning new lyric writing techniques and really practicing them to perfection? Does that mean getting a book about composing music? Does that mean finally learning that music theory you've been meaning to get around to? I hope that you will worry less about having to prove yourself as a songwriter and worry more about how to improve yourself as a songwriter. Because talent is nothing we all start with. We have to go and get it. That's all I've got for you in this podcast. There are going to be many more to come. I've got so many ideas for new podcasts already. So please, come back, listen again. I'll try to make it worth your while. Thank you for listening to the Lyric Writers Workroom podcast. I'll leave you now with a demo recording. That is just a rough recording for reference purposes. Of a song of mine called Until You Run Out.
You won't know how much you got left until you run out, and then it'll be too late. You won't know how much you got left until you run out, and then it'll be too late. I woke from a dream where the clock had snoozed. The numbers round the clock's face, and I walked to the window to see the shadows of the trees. Take the sun away. You won't know how much you got left until you run out, and then it'll be too late. You won't know how much you got left until you run out.